Ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the Andrea and Kristen Show. You were second here on.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Andrea was here at 7 a.m. this morning.
No one will ever believe that.
So she said she slept in the parking lot because she got in so late. I'm just kidding. Having said that, we're sponsored by Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Alexis Crandall's in the house. How are you, Alexis?
I'm good. I'm tired. This weather is like...
Well, I know exactly what you're saying. By the way, we got a couple big weddings coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
If you can row to Italy, you can get yourself an invitation to Andrea Sasso's.
I don't know. I think we're capacity.
Already
getting scary.
Are you having a big wedding?
I wasn't going to, but apparently we just... keep sending out invites.
That's funny. I got a funny story about somebody who crashed a wedding one time. But that I might even tell it.
Was it you?
It wasn't me, but it was somebody.
Are you sure?
I think it was you. It wasn't me.
And Alexis Crandall's, which is going to be a combination private wedding and a public wedding. So we're going to
come.
So it's going to be a party. We'll announce that the night before because she's not going to be worried about enough. We have Andrea Sasso in the house. How are you, Andrea?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
Fantastic. Kristen Buttle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I cannot complain. We do have Amit Shaw coming in. Now, my thing is, what I take great solace in is that what I love about this show every month is the Facebook promotion that you post.
Joe, I often wonder, I am jealous of people that are good at having a social media presence.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand it. It's just me and Kristen.
Do you know how many dates I get from that? I'm not even in the damn promotion.
Oh my God.
Don't tell my wife.
I really want to, and we are like a joke.
Every month I look, I wait up, it'll be like Friday night, and I'll be like, we got the Andrea and Kristen Show. And I can't wait to see the promotion on Facebook. And tell us what it looks like today, Kristen.
Kristen has a theory that we have to post right before.
Kristen had a lot to do this morning before getting out of the house, including work for clients. So we will be promoting on Facebook after the show.
I like that. The public should know that we work so hard for our clients that sometimes we selflessly forget to even pump.
Yes.
Promote our own radio show.
It's a good marketing thing.
It is. It's true.
If you actually go ahead and do the post. Yeah.
I know, clients first.
We had some real things to discuss.
How about on this side of the table right here, because we can't talk on this side of the table, the Eagles, how about the Eagles yesterday? I'll tell you, Pittsburgh's no joke. I mean, that was a tough game. But what was great about that game was, she's not looking at me weird, is she? We'll talk about why I said that in a minute there, folks. But
I think I know why.
But they prepared for Saquon Barkley, and Hurts stepped up. What's great about that is that it keeps everybody honest. You want to shut Saquon down? Okay, now you're opening up the passing game.
Right, exactly.
And Hurts. So that's a big deal.
But that's also reason number 58 that Saquon was not able to be successful on the Giants, because he's always been a tool and amazing, but they didn't have the team. They didn't have the line. They didn't have any other options.
No, I agree.
Your Eagles have some other options, whatever.
But you got to ask
I agree with you. He couldn't shine like he is with us because he didn't have the offensive star line. Quality that we have.
But what's interesting about that is for the amount of money that he cost, which wasn't a lot, okay, they should have just paid him and stuck him. I mean, in today's special.
Wait, I have a running theory, actually, that if you take the Jets and the Giants, right, and you pulled the best players from both teams
at the
Meadowlands, you still can't make the playoffs.
It's weird though, because it's in cycles. I mean, it's an unfortunate and so you when you guys had Parcells and Coughlin, it is in cycles and the law of averages. You would think the law of averages every 30 years, but it does depend on the talent in your front office. And I'm not saying that. I don't know what the hell is going on there in the Giants. I would never allow Hard Knocks, ever in my office.
I can't believe they did that. I still cannot.
That didn't age well.
It
made me like really excited about the season. It seemed like they knew what they were doing, but apparently they did not.
They didn't. It's
the star of the show is here, ladies and gentlemen.
He is, and comes in here. and what's crazy?
Dressed so well. Look at him.
What's up, brother? How you doing? Good to see you.
This is a real trial lawyer.
He is. In fact, that's why he was late, because he was stuck in testimony in court, because he's a real lawyer.
What you could probably see by now is. Over the weekend, I took Amit to Boyd's. Because I dress him. I mean, I work real hard with him.
That's nice.
And
that's
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Birds of a feather here.
You picked out those Ferragamo shoes.
Yeah. What we did was, just so everybody knows, in the office,
Gucci or Ferragamo. I can never tell the difference between the man version.
Well, is that Gucci?
Are we talking about the shoes?
Yeah. Ferragamo. I was right. My gut was right. I said Ferragamo
first.
Best
dressed in the room as well.
Hold on. Let me take a look at mine. Hold on. So Amit and I talked yesterday, and I said, How about this? I'll wear what you would normally wear, and you wear what I normally wear. And here we are. So we have Amit Shah on the phone.
No, yeah, live.
Live in person.
Yeah. Live in person.
Here.
The best.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
Martin Law, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, my friend. How are you?
I cannot complain. You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We won a game yesterday.
We did?
Yes. Did you see it?
Of course.
I know. It just was.
Of course.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Now, just so you understand, hold on. Somebody's from North Jersey, okay? So it's not as good a day for her.
I'm going to go now. Thank you.
Excuse me. You guys should all be thanking me, because we are all doing you a favor by not playing at all this year. If we were competitive in the NFC East, you wouldn't be standing here so excited.
Saquon, what I was just mentioning.
Saquon said what?
You're welcome. You're done.
That is unbelievable that Saquon said. But here's the funny thing. Saquon will not win the rushing title.
He won't.
Because they will not let him play. You know, the thing about, especially, we have injury attorneys in the house. First of all, Amit, if you will, I mean, obviously, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
And before we ask everybody to introduce their businesses and all, one of the things, you know, yesterday, it is incredible. You know, you talk about the NFL. I mean, it is a brutal sport, isn't it? My God. You look at the 49ers, and I mean, they were in a Super Bowl. You just can't bank on anything.
No.
I mean, because guys dropping like five, 17 game season, man. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. And yes, you know, and so, I mean, yesterday,
did you see the
AJ Brown go? I mean, who was that? Oh,
the Dolphins
game. Yeah.
Did you see the injury?
Mm-mm. I didn't know.
Oh my God. It was
Mahomes got hurt too, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes got hurt.
Ankle. But the Dolphins player, is it DuBruce?
I know the guy. Yeah.
He's like a 23-year-old. He was injured, and he just got back into playing. Yesterday was his first game, and he, Tua, like, passed him the ball, and he went to catch, and it was, like, collided. He was knocked down on the field.
Hold on for one second.
It was really scary.
Wait a minute.
Concussion, neck injury.
Tom Wing said he thinks... Now, Tom Wing, who's got his own show on
is he listening right now?
He said, "I think our offense would be better if Amit got back on the field."
Oh my God!
Look, you're getting shout-outs like live right now.
It is live
beef. People.
How about that?
I paid a few people off. I mean,
hello to Tom Wing.
What is he talking about? You a player?
No. So I represent the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
So I represent the players, not the team.
Okay.
So my firm, there's two attorneys, myself and Joe Hudeman, my partner. We represent the actual players from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
The Flyers, Sixers. We don't do a lot of work with the Sixers, but Flyers, we do a lot of minor league stuff. So a lot of these injuries that occur with the players, myself, Joe Hudeman, and there's another attorney, Michael Dryden, with a different firm. The three of us are... NFLPA designated attorneys. So all of the Philly professional teams and the minor league teams, they all come to us when they suffer an injury. So when you talk about the Eagles getting hurt, eventually either their agents or the players themselves or through general counsel for the NFL, the NFLPA, they'll contact us.
What are they?
Is that
mostly a medical? In other words, obviously. No, you know, if they're
only
stopping
the best on this show.
Saquon Barkley or you know, Hurts goes down, they're not worried about the wages, but still, what, any similarities to the denials and all those things?
I say, well, Joe, they are worried about the wages if they're like a third string.
Oh no, it's a good point.
Yeah,
I got
mean,
you.
That's
there.
A big deal.
No, yeah, no,
it is. So what ends up
it's
happening?
Also important
is,
dating advice, yeah. Girls out there. Sorry, excuse
no,
me.
Please.
That if you are
go out with the first
in a situation where you might be dating an NFL player, you want to shoot for somebody with a, you know, a starter or with a broadcasting future because they think you think they make money, but God forbid they get hurt and they don't. They have don't. The right lawyer helping them
by
out.
By the way, that's
that
the
injury.
Dating show. That's yeah. The next one.
That's the next
one.
Am I on that one too?
Well, well
yeah.
No, no, no.
That, where were you when we were single?
Welcome to the dating yeah. Show here.
Sorry,
this is just turning into a great show. I'm loving this.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. By the way, I was watching a brief part of a podcast, and Jason Kelce was on it. You know, he met his wife on Tinder?
Tinder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and shockingly, Jason Kelce appeared somewhere.
Hold on.
By the way, I have a friend who is an idiot who didn't believe that he played for the Eagles. She met him at a bar down the shore, okay, in Seattle. He was talking her up all night.
Oh my God.
She did not believe him.
That could be her. It could be Kylie.
No kidding. Except, and I'm not going to name her, but you know who you are. And I say all the time, you really messed up. Or you could have just referred him to a friend. Just saying.
$100 million broadcasting
him.
Contract.
Right.
I mean.
I know.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
Did you know the first date that like she showed up?
He passed out.
Yeah, he was wasted yeah. And was like passed out at the bar.
Yep. Oh, I have a story
and
too.
She's like, this guy's.
He's a party animal. He's
yeah,
fun. So
yeah.
My sister's friend went to college with him, and he dated my sister's friend's roommate. She's got
Jesus.
Stories that I can't
say. I think
say.
We met them at Del Frisco's, like their his.
You might
want to
lay low on this one.
Yeah, exactly. He's fun. He's a good time. He's my favorite.
They told me they were swimmers. Because I didn't know who they were. They were rookies.
Swimmers,
said,
not swingers.
So
swimmers.
Let's clarify.
You never know.
Swimmers. Swimmers with an M.
It's so
and
funny.
That was well before you met his wife, right?
Yes, all of that
yes.
Was well before.
Well,
yeah.
Well before.
Well before.
Well,
this show.
Yeah.
So they
are on national news.
Yeah. Everyone's getting sued.
It's going to be great. We're going to end up
in
the podcast.
Was that disclaimer at the beginning of every show? No matter what Chris
about.
And Andrew show, it doesn't represent the right. Certainly me and Amon did. And Alexis, no?
No, I'm a guest. I'm here.
That's right.
Temporary.
That's interesting that the Eagles or any of the athletes that get hurt have to follow the same procedure as anybody else that gets hurt at work.
I like the dating one better.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you talk. Are there the same type? You know, same types of denials and stuff like that, or
so? What ends up happening with them is, if you think about it, just practice, games. A lot of these players will suffer 2, 3, 4 injuries in a single game during single practice, and under the law, the employer, the carrier, has to issue a document for every injury that you suffer. The Eagles have sometimes made the argument that we can't really do that for every single injury. What ends up happening with that, though, is eventually one of those injuries turns out to be something serious that they've never acknowledged.
Mm.
Then we run into the notice requirements, the statute of limit requirements in terms of filing a petition, and that's when I get the call.
You know, it is crazy. I mean, you know, that you follow the same protocols and all that stuff. It is weird now, though, when you talk about with all the gambling. They talked about was Nick Sirianni was talking about somebody before the who was it? It was one of the players, and was it Hurts? Oh, or whoever it was, he's like, "There's nothing there." You know, he told the reporter, "There's nothing there." Immediately, the reporters pick it up like they're a little, you know, like incensed about it because not anything to do with the workers' comp, but reporting injuries is like essential. When it comes to, you know, all the gambling and stuff like that, you have to...
Oh, right.
The
right.
Injury reports.
It makes sense because if your player is injured, if your star player is injured and you're betting on that team or betting a parlay on that player to do something, it becomes more difficult because maybe you don't make that bet.
It I know. I mean, you don't want to get me involved in that conversation with the gambling. I'm not a gambler and I I got my own opinions on it. I'm going to keep it out since we're on radio and, you know, there are sports, you know. But it's definitely a unique area of the law when it comes to representing professional athletes.
Because
Andrea's point is well made. A lot of, first of all, you talk about the NFL. I mean, the average NFL player plays like 2.5 years. And, most players are...
What's the league minimum?
Right. League minimum. So you're not getting rich out of it. You know, this is the dumbest question. Juan Soto's contract from
we're aware.
Who doesn't know that guy?
Yeah. Right, exactly. $765 million, 15 years. By the way, that's Alexis Crandall lunch money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's shopping money.
It is
shopping money.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. It's shopping money. We're all going out for dinner.
Exactly. Well, we all know who's paying.
Yes.
I wonder at times. I mean, I'm a capitalist. I believe in capitalism. I'm a union guy too. But the fact is, you got to wonder where a lot of that's going. In other words, he is a great player. He is anybody baseball people on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So his on-base percentage is in the top 3 or 5 in the history of the game.
Wow.
Which means, and you remember that home run he hit in the playoffs where he was like, I got it. There was no way that guy, he was zoned in.
You knew he was hitting it.
You knew he was hitting a home run. You could see him talking about it, like, come on, just bring it, because you know where it's going, and it went, right? But it's a team game, and without pitching, especially in a short series, how can you, I'm not begrudging anybody, but $765 million for 15 years. Okay, the owners must have it, but let's say this. Well, who can't you buy? Who can't you pay? What reliever can't, in other words, I have a stat, and I don't think anybody's ever, Alexis Crandall called me up 2 days ago on the phone, yelling and screaming, cursing.
Sounds like her.
It does.
Right.
Yeah.
She acts nice here. Yeah. As soon as Soto got signed, this is what she said to me. She said, why aren't we paying relievers? And middle relief. Here's a stat for you. Batting average when it's a tie game or you're down by one or two or batting average when you're down by three or more. What I mean by is if you don't have any pitching and you're constantly down three and that pressure's on, you're uptight up there.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a pitching staff, okay, then what, your batting average is likely lower. Okay, you're not, because you're pressing constantly. That's part of the problem. When the team's up 3-0, everybody, it's smooth. It's about the pressure. You're up there, But if you're constantly, so how do they, value everybody? I mean, it's just I don't get it. Now you're paying $765. That's $50 million a year. That's almost a million a week.
I mean, I would like to have that client.
Yeah,
I'd like to have that client and have to value his wage loss.
That would be great. That would be great. Let's try to resolve that case.
Juan Soto. Yeah.
And he's what, 26?
26. Yeah. The guy is a great player and all that. I don't know where it's going in the fact that where's the ceiling? Who's making a bill? A billion.
You're not too far away from that.
Not too far away.
I know, isn't that wild?
You saw Ohtani when he was with the Dodgers and they had the whole contract, and you thought, oh my God, no one's going to beat that number.
Yeah.
And Soto comes around and says, I got it.
Soto's throwing a fundraiser for Ohtani.
He is. But look at, you were saying, is look at the Dodgers. They're paying everybody.
Oh, yeah.
They're paying pitchers, they're paying relievers, and then obviously they just have some of the hottest bats that you could find.
Well, the relievers are just—they're shut down, and so I mean, you're shut down relievers. Now now your hitters are. I mean, you got Freddie Freeman. Ugh. I mean,
Mookie Betts. Was it Freeman's ball that went for 1.56? The grand slam that he hit went for 1.56.
You know who paid that?
Wow,
Alexis.
I knew you were gonna have a name for it.
By the way, we're all going to Alexis's wedding.
And you're crashing it. Right?
That's right. Yeah. I'm bringing my iron working buddies after work. anyway, let's go around the horn and have everybody. We have so much fun.
Okay. Zero fun on the show.
None.
None.
We hate it here.
It's all serious.
Whatever. By the way, they shut down Saquon yesterday, Hurts picked it up, thankfully.
Well, Hurts, I think, had to pick it up.
All that
with AJ Brown, mm-hmm. like he had to pick it up. And you saw his attitude after the game.
Oh, yeah, saw it. He's like, is that what you want? Right. I mean, that's not the way to...
No, it's not. It's not the way to handle it. But at the same time, everyone makes a big deal of, well, you're not doing this, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're people. So mm-hmm. eventually, they're going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to show you.
Well, there is 2 years ago, he was a lot more loose before he got paid. He was, he was looking at the whole field and, in a way, AJ Brown, and they have, and they actually brought it up on social media where they showed his wide open times, and so he now, I mean, we had two guys for over 100 yards, a touchdown, Smith and him, and so, and they shut down Saquon, but what's great about it is he picked the pass up.
Yeah.
So and they shut Saquon down 65 yards, not totally shut him down.
No,
he's still getting 5 yards a carry.
And he could break at any time, which he did. Because if you take the 65 yards, two of those plays alone were, if you combine them, were 40-plus yards.
Oh, yeah.
So he can break it at any point.
I mean, he reminds me of a high school. Yeah, so I coached high school running backs for a long time. When you see a good high school running back, he's one of those guys that could pick at any time he gets a daylight.
Yeah.
This guy's doing this in the NFL. Like, this doesn't happen.
No.
Like Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders. Those guys, not many more. I mean, there's a handful out there, but this guy is can take it to the house at any time.
Right.
And man, he's just so.
And you can't stop him. You can't. One person can't tackle him.
And by the way, Pittsburgh's a damn good team.
They are. They're a great team.
They're no joke.
Yeah, their defense is great. You got Watt on there.
You guys want to excuse us? Yeah. We're going to just catch Watt.
Take it away, gentlemen.
This is true to Philadelphia, right? Anywhere you go, you're going to hear the Eagles fight song. It doesn't matter if you're like. Kids' graduation ceremony or a concert.
It is amazing, though.
Eagles fight song. So.
Wait, did you see on Barstool?
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. We can spell Eagles. Yes.
They had, what's his name? Pete, what's his name? Pete Davidson singing the Eagles.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
I didn't.
It was great.
You know what's really crazy, though? They got, they do these reels or these, what do they call it on that,
TikToks.
And they show the guys walking, they're getting arrested, they're walking out, guys. They're like, go Eagles.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
Go Birds. I was in Kohl's yesterday, like doing Christmas shopping before the game, and a chant of Eagles.
The best was when I was in Disney in October, and it was like, go Birds, everywhere.
Go Birds.
All over Orlando.
Tina Fey did it on Saturday Night Live a bunch when she was on, too. Yeah. Those skits were great.
It's crazy. It's like, you just robbed 75 banks, you're going to wait for the next 2,000 years. How would you like to comment?
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. It's simple.
Andrew, if you will, a little bit about yourself and the practice.
Okay. Andrea Sasso. I work at Stampone O'Brien Dilsheimer Holloway with my colleague, Kristen Buttle, and show co-host. We do all kinds of injury cases, catastrophic injuries, wrongful death cases, medical malpractice, motor vehicle accidents, dram shop, anything where someone's injured, and we advocate for them like hell.
We sure do.
They do.
Are we allowed to say hell on the radio?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, based on the rest of the conversation, I don't know that hell would be the point.
I went out on a limb.
Yeah.
She's a Giants fan, so she's saying hell a lot.
I would think so.
A little bit about yourself and the firm.
I'm with Martin Law. I'm a partner there. I've been there 17 years now. We represent injured workers. We also do Social Security disability, veterans disability, long-term, short-term disability. My practice is strictly workers' comp. As I indicated, it's injured workers of all kind. I handle everything from fatal claims, union workers. A lot of my practice deals with union workers. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a smaller percentage of my practice which deals with professional athletes.
Which is amazing because I had no idea. We've never. I'm going to tell you right now. You are the fanciest lawyer to be on this show. You come in here in that suit, those Ferragamo shoes, and you represent the Eagles.
Hold on.
I'm just saying.
Who's your mentor when it comes to dressing?
Besides you?
That's all you had to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
That's all you had to say.
Besides you.
There is no one else.
No,
right?
There is no one.
All right, enough said. Yeah. Kristen Buttle, if you will.
Hi, everybody. As Andrea said, we work at Stampone Law. We run the gamut of everything, personal injury, catastrophic injury, wrongful death, et cetera. And as Andrea said, we fight like hell for our clients. So
that's which is why what I you were doing promote, this morning.
Which is what I was doing this morning because I did not promote the show yet. Yeah. Sorry, Amit. After the show, our picture will be going up.
Yeah. That's great. I was late anyway doing what we normally do.
Exactly. You know, you have some real lawyers. No, when you have real lawyers, that's what
happens. What he was doing this morning was looking for that promotion. For so long.
Yeah. That's why I was late. I just wanted to see the promotion come up.
He was like, I don't think I'm going to go. And he's like, I'm not going to go.
No, I'm getting a text.
He was insulted.
Oh, no, I got a text from him.
I was actually outside.
Adding Chris. Christmas
yeah.
tasks, and it's like, come on,
you
gotta give us a break.
I got a text from a minute. Here we go. Where the hell is the Facebook post?
Wait, did you see the meme that says only 264 tasks between now and Christmas,
yes.
and I'll be fine?
Yes.
I can relax. And it's like, exactly. Right. I still didn't put my tree up.
Exactly.
My tree made it up after dinner on Saturday night.
Good for you.
It was nice. Good. 1:30 in the morning.
You know what? I'm going to give my wife a shout out because she does an amazing, and I mean,
Elaine's the best.
I'm so appreciative. I really am. I mean,
when are we bringing her back? She was on the show for like 5 seconds one time.
Well, we're finishing this book project. It's my third. This is my third one, but this one literally just went to the publisher yesterday.
Oh, nice! Congrats!
Yeah, thank you. And so, this is a very, very, really kind of a groundbreaking book. It went from a self help when I wrote the first version, the one I gave to you guys, to a tell all book. So it's going to be crazy. I don't know if I think I'm going to have to move out of the country. I know she is.
We don't judge on this show. We're good. You're good.
Well, that's good. So yeah, we'll get her
you
back.
You can't leave us.
Alexis Crandall, if you will, a little bit about yourself and Weinermann Pain and Wellness.
Yeah,
our sponsor.
I'm the director of marketing for Weinermann Pain and Wellness. We handle physical therapy, chiropractic care, pain management, and then we also have a psychologist on our team now.
Fantastic. Injured workers and personal injury victims.
Yeah, so we specialize in that. So we only take people who are represented by lawyers that have been injured at work or a personal injury.
All right, sounds good. So let's talk a little bit. So it's the holiday season, okay?
And
we're having fun and all that.
Fancy Christmas anxiety.
Yes.
Absolutely. By the way, the holiday party, is there, because I've been trying to get in and they always got too much security. It's not.
Is there, because I would love to join. I mean,
well, hold on for a second. If you do go, you got to be dressed.
I'll try.
You and I are both basically the same size.
We are. So we could share.
Exactly. We'll coordinate later.
We coordinate.
Wouldn't it be funny if we showed up? I'm in the suit and he's in the.
It is
the holiday season, and you guys are out there working hard and treating your clients and all those things, and it's cool for a lot of us, but not for everybody.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of individuals in this field talk about not only being a client, counselor, a legal counselor, and a medical counselor, but also a personal counselor. Hmm. Okay, and during these times, you have to balance that. Let's kind of go around the horn a little bit.
Nobody has time, Joe, to be in an accident or be injured to begin with, right?
Right.
I was in an accident last night.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You were?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was rear-ended last
as
night.
As your potential counsel, I have to advise you to not talk about that on
the
air.
We're not going
yet.
To. No. Yeah. We're not. But but you never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, get into that. But guess what, though? You think you're all right, but I talk about my wife. She's got
a scar. She doesn't think she's all right, officially.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, you don't know. You don't know if you're all right. I'm telling you, it happened to my wife. Sentence.
Oh, no, you are correct 100%. And I think that goes on to what you were just talking about. The listeners have heard about your wife and her unfortunate accident for a while.
A long
20
time
years
ago,
late,
she's okay.
She's okay, except she had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Her her injury developed, and the next day after her accident and the following weeks, she had no idea how much
this happened when we were kids.
Injury was going to develop.
She's got a scar across her neck. Oof. She felt like we were 19 years old.
Wow.
I was 19. She was 37. No, she was 20. She thought she was okay. 2 weeks later, pinched nerve. The rest of the year, every couple months, and then finally it exploded.
Oh, geez.
And so I think they fixed their car, but that was it. We didn't even know what we were doing. And the point is now, and back then the technology wasn't what it is now as far as medical, and she got a fusion. And I'll tell you, as God is my witness, it was the 3 weeks after she got that surgery, because when she was scheduled for the surgery, and we had a massive snowstorm, and it got worse, so the nerve stayed compressed. Okay, and this was a year or so later. Guess what? I'll never forget the day she came home. She was in bed. I mean, from the nerve being compressed for so long. I'm telling you, 3 weeks afterwards, she was screaming in pain, and I thought, this is absolutely... Now, it took about a month or so for the decompression of the nerve, but I thought to myself, this is not going to...
Get
heal.
Better, yeah.
And this started with, we got rear-ended at a light. Guy was going 10 miles an hour, maybe 15, I don't know, but he takes off, he's behind us. It wasn't like he drove, we were making a left. And so he was parked behind us, making a left too, and you know, with the arrow on the light, and he just took off. But he didn't take off from like 100 yards, he was 10 feet behind us, if that. And he hit us, and we didn't think it was anything, okay?
Most people don't.
I sound like a broken record with every single client. I say, look, I hope that you shake this off. I hope we, you know, get you compensated for the annoying times you had to spend at physical therapy or something. You had to lose a couple hours at work. You had to cancel a vacation, something like that. And then you get better in the next couple of months. But in the event that this is chronic, 5 years later, you're getting injections, you're getting a surgery, you're going to be happy that you got us behind you right now. Just cover you either way. And guess what? If you end up not being injured at all, no problem. It's fine. I'm happy for you. I don't want more people. I don't want you to get money this way. Yeah. And I'm like literally a broken record because I'm like, if you're a little hurt, fine, but just get us involved now so we can cover everything. God forbid, because, and I will tell you that I think it's got to be like 80% of the people that I sign up end up being in that worst case, the latter, not the former.
So it's you know, obviously a difficult time, but talk about, you know, holding that hand, you know, in other words, with the client during these times, because you might want to be, and I can sit here as a lay person and talk about whatever I want. I can have fun on the radio, but guess what? Talk about that priority of taking that call.
It's tough because if you think about it, I would say a majority of the population that we know live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. Now imagine having that paycheck taken away, and it's not only taken away for a week or 2 weeks. You're at 6 months or 8 months, because a typical comp process, if your claim is denied, is about a year to maybe 18 months, give or take, assuming you don't settle and you go through the full gamut of litigation. I don't know that many people who can go 7 months, a year without any money coming in. And what ends up happening then is when we get around this time, when you get around the holidays, the Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, whatever it is, it makes it even worse, because now you're talking to a father or a mother who's on the phone crying saying, we don't have a Christmas tree. We don't have enough for a Christmas dinner. I don't have enough to get my kids gifts. They want this, they want that. And the kids don't understand that dad's not working because he got hurt, or mom's not working because she got hurt. And it's those conversations that we have around this time where all you do is just listen. And you kind of hold their hands and say, listen, I'm doing everything I can to help you. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I will do everything in my power. But we're at a point right now where this is something you have to go through. And I promise you, I will be with you every step of the way.
And it's so horrible to think, but it's so true, especially in workers' comp. To be honest, these carriers, they starve.
They do
starve.
Clients.
They're smoking people.
Starve
them
absolutely.
Out. It's horrible.
To not
absolutely.
Have to pay claims. It's horrible. I say it all the time.
They do.
It's horrible.
Well, it is, just to think about it, how, you know, so claim, but talk about that first conversation when you're having a discussion with a client and preparing them about for the ebbs and flows. Doesn't mean, you know, the, you know, that there's a predictable pathway, but you know, understanding that you know, they're not always, you know, especially when it comes to the insurance carriers, you know, after 90 days or whatever, you know, when that check is late, okay, you know, there are ebbs and flows in a case, and preparing somebody so, you know, they, you know, you can, you know, they're not in a total panic at the same time that there are ebbs and flows and that, you know, the other side's not always their friend.
Right. And so taking your example, if you go back a month or so and you go back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you know, you have Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday. Those 2 days, everyone's off. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is when the carriers are off, if they have not reserved their files, meaning they have not money, they've not had money set up, I could tell you right after, so that following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after Thanksgiving, we received probably 30 to 40 phone calls from clients saying, I didn't get my check. Mm. It usually comes on Thursdays. It usually comes on Fridays. It usually comes Mondays. I didn't get it. And you call the carrier, you talk to the adjuster, and they're like, yeah, it wasn't reserved. It hit on a holiday. So now we need to just reserve the file. But now they're a week behind. Mm. They're 10 days behind a check. And going back to that initial comment, which is if you're living paycheck to paycheck and someone takes your paycheck away or your paycheck is 10 days late, bill collectors don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't, they're not worried about the fact that your check is late.
And now you're spending your bills. Whole next paycheck paying Correct. Late fees.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you're doing. And now you're getting further and further behind.
And that's why people need attorneys like Amit to file penalty petitions against the workers' comp carrier.
Well, and that was my next question. First of all, just thinking about that is heartbreaking. I mean,
it's horrible.
Okay. Having said that, what should clients expect, okay, when you know, especially workers' comp, but personal injury also in regards to communications and, you know, at least what they can expect from their attorneys?
So it all depends. Like if you're, there are many different kinds of petitions that could be filed. So if it's an individual who's already receiving workers' comp and now they were sent to the employer's doctor for a one-time evaluation, the doctor miraculously found the person to be fully recovered. Hmm. Now we're going to court to fight over whether or not this person's benefits will continue. Hmm. And at that point, you have the conversation with your client saying, hey, I think we have a good case, but I can't predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen. These are the possible things that could happen. Your checks will continue, your checks will stop, or maybe we'll get you a settlement. But those are literally the three things that you have available to you versus someone who comes to you and says, I got hurt, my claim was denied. Will I get paid in the next month?
You know, it's interesting how many people are fighting for their medical just, you know, to get MRIs. I had a guy call me not long ago and was injured. He was a union iron worker and he was injured, didn't want to go to an attorney. Okay, because he'd been working for the company for 35 years, and he, you know,
I get
that. But this is a good example.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm.
Well, here, incredible. So I've known him for years, and he's hurt a month now. He's been gone to the panel doctor. Okay, and the panel doctor, because the first thing he does is he gets injured, and he asks his boss where to go. Oh, here's where we go. Okay, one of those occupational health spots, right?
Concentra is where he was going.
Or like exactly. WorkNet, yeah.
That's right, exactly. Because yeah. he came coming to Dr. Warner.
So having said that, I get a call from his union leader, and he's not, now keep in mind, we have 300 signatory contractors. He's not losing his career.
Right.
But he's been around the block a few times and he's seen, and he don't want to lose his steady job. He's not fighting for work comp. They are paying him to, you know, do light duty. And light duty probably means working in the office. He's a foreman. And so but he's in massive pain. So he's in there a month. He's not seeing a doctor. He's seeing a physician's assistant, which physician's assistant, you know, I mean, you know, he might be educated and all that, but you're not seeing a specialist. So now all of a sudden the physician...
Oh, and the panel physician is there to put you back to work, essentially. That's right. What people need to know. If he could get, they work for the employer.
If he could get to the panel physician, he couldn't get... In other words, this is the panel assistant physician, you know, and he had a... I know you've never seen a case like this, Ahmed, so I'm going to shock you with this.
Let me hear it.
Shocking.
Let me hear it.
They've only done an X-ray.
No.
Shocking, right?
No. Wow.
You're shocked. I can't believe it.
But the X-rays showed nothing.
Yeah. Right? He's fine. He's fine.
He doesn't have broken bones.
But this guy is perceptive, and he's sitting there after a month going, okay, I'm still in massive pain. All right? I've had no progress. Something's wrong. And you're giving me a physical therapy regimen, and you don't know what I have.
Right. Exactly.
Okay? This guy wasn't just fighting for his benefits. He's fighting for true medical care
and
diagnostics.
Right.
Okay?
And he needs his body to be healthy to work.
Exactly.
And really, let's be real. They may have, because he's a foreman, I'm not sure he said he was in the office. I don't know exactly what he was, but he even said, duty for an iron worker is like, for the rest of us, is like, working your butt off. So the point is, what is the purpose of that? Why would they, he didn't want to see an attorney, okay?
Those are like four different questions, Joe.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that people think, oh, I have a really good relationship with my employer. If I get involved with an attorney, they're definitely going to fire me, or they're going to be mad at me.
So that's what it is. It's always the matter, the thought process of, well, they treat me well. Mm-hmm. I've had a 30-year relationship with them. I don't want to sue them. I don't want to get them in trouble.
Right.
And what I explain to clients is, you're never in those cases. You're not suing your employer. Mm-mm. They have workers' comp for a reason. You're going after the workers' comp carrier, and you're going after benefits that you're entitled to. You're not asking for something that isn't yours. You're not trying to get something over. All you're looking for, and all we're going to help you do, is get you something that you're entitled to. So sign up with an attorney first. Consult an attorney. Like Andrew said, just have that conversation first.
Right, because you don't know what you don't know.
Right. And I do the same thing, Andrew. I talk to my clients initially, and I'm like, listen, hopefully you don't need me. Hopefully in a month or two, you call me and say, hey, I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. I don't need you.
Right.
Great. I close out your file. I wish you well. And then we go our separate ways. But if you do need me, then at least I'm ready to go.
Well, we sent him for a second opinion. Okay. He wanted a second opinion. And so I knew Dr. Weinemann would. You can get a second opinion, correct?
You can.
Okay. So he still wanted to wait for his, they get the MRI prescribed he called me last week, which I called Mitch, and he still hasn't gotten it. So he went to his employer to put pressure on it, and he thinks that the employer's, so last time I talked, the employer sent the request in and still nothing.
And they won't. Majority of the times when you start treating with panel, it's, if you do end up seeing the panel doctor, not the physician's assistant, no offense to any PAs, but the first thought is always physical therapy. Let's push him to physical therapy. I have never understood the concept of PT if you don't know what's actually wrong with the individual.
No kidding.
Like, it's made no sense.
Further.
Right. You're going to make it worse.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Especially for those that are listening that aren't familiar. If you have a herniated disc or something like that.
Or a tear, like in your shoulder.
And then you're doing these movements and you're making things worse, essentially.
That's all it is.
God forbid it's like a bicep tear, and now it's retracting down your arm.
Right.
That's, you haven't even had clients.
You went from what could have been a minor surgery to now you're going to be out for a year.
Mm-hmm. Right. At least.
Yeah.
And then to take it one step further, there's a distinction between what, the workers' comp lawyers do versus what Kristen and I will do, because if there's another party involved and say how that person got hurt.
Right.
I have a construction client that he said, okay, I'll get a workers' comp lawyer because I want to fight for my treatment. Nobody is believing me that I'm hurt. I don't understand. And he's out of work. He was a foreman, very upset, comes to me 20 months after the accident.
Oof.
Doesn't feel protected from his workers' comp lawyer. He was not at your office, but I also think that he was following the doctors that were recommended by the workers' comp doctors. And he thought that if he just followed the rules, with his employer, everything would be fine. He didn't have any surgeries. In fact, I don't think he had treated for like 4 months. I get him to go get second opinions from all of these doctors. He has 9 surgeries. I settle his third-party case for $2.4 million.
Wow.
And the point that we're talking here is that the hesitance in talking to the first attorney and then to come to the second attorney to say, when I look at it and say, oh, I can get you money from the other negligent party that really caused this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I don't want, again, I don't want to get my company, you know, I don't want to get them sued, blah, blah, blah. And this is how serious his injury was. And so we are therapists. We are the way that we have to explain to
people. And this would be an area where
there would be crossover, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
What happens with the workers' comp element, it's not a look at negligence or who's at fault. It's that you were on the clock and you got hurt. So you're entitled to your medical benefits and your wage loss, which, you know, these guys can tell you about a lot more than I. But then we look at every case like that, if it's a construction site or something like that, and say, oh, did a product malfunction? Is there a case against the manufacturer? Mm-hmm. And in this case, there was a delivery company that didn't follow the proper procedures. And then everything, my guy got crushed by 700 pounds of metal studs. So the delivery company was negligent. We could go after them. And in a case like that, I can get pain and suffering. I can get additional funds that you can't get in a workers' comp.
And the importance of working together.
Oh, yeah.
And communicating back with is paramount, right?
I mean, absolutely. So somebody like Amit, who's fabulous to work with and obviously very nice guy and very knowledgeable. He's an expert in his field. He's going to work with, you know, your third party attorney like me or Andrea. And that's really important because we have to work together. For example, okay, he wants to talk to us before the CNR if you're going to settle your workers' comp case. He, you know, we all want to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're protecting your rights going forward, because all of that matters. And especially with the treatment.
Yes.
You know?
Well, it's
really
right.
Important.
Well, yeah, by the way, maybe that case just fell through the cracks with the workers' comp attorney, but he was really happy that I picked it up and got him sent to all of these other doctors who were the best in Philadelphia doing these operations. So you're double protected by doing both.
That's the thing.
Well.
Like, from our perspective, we have an entire intake department. So they take your initial information and then you actually talk to the attorney. So you'll talk to one of the partners who will then decide what to do with your case. When we do that, during that conversation, if there's a third-party component to it, I will tell them, hey, you have 2 cases. You have the workers' comp case that I'm going to handle, and now I'm going to send you to another attorney because from my perspective, all I can get you in most cases is wages and medical.
Yeah, right.
As long as there's scarring benefits and amputations. But besides that, like, it's lost wages, medical. However, Andrea, Kristen, what they're going to do for you is they look at future stuff.
If there's a negligent third party, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. If there's a third party aspect, what they can also do, what I can't do, is get you pain and suffering.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the importance of having a network that's an extension of yourself, quality
Absolutely.
Attorneys.
It has to be someone that I trust because I can't, at the end of the day, when I refer a client out to someone, it's my name that's going out there.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the medical a little bit, Alexis, if you will, because this particular case, we're not even talking about a guy who was looking for lost wages, right? You know, talk about, you know, when you're talking about dealing with injured workers or, you know, injury victims, and in these cases, what we're talking about here is a third party. Mm-hmm. Talk about the, you know, what Weinerman offers. Okay, in regards to the facility, the medical, the fact that there is no out-of-pocket cost, which is for somebody walking in who is injured and don't know what's going on. They're probably thinking, and you know, that they have to pay. They don't have to pay the lawyers out of pocket. But in your world, talk about what they can expect when they come to Weinerman.
Yeah. So before I was in this field, I was in the Marriott industry. I worked for Marriott, so I had no idea like this space and how like the niche. Factor behind it.
Sure.
And so like I didn't even know that there were doctors that just specialized in things like this. So coming into the role, I thought it was super important for me to learn all sides of the situation. So I think especially the show teaches me that, you know, there is certain factors that come in and it's super important for me to have relationships with them because we get cases as well that will get dropped. And then because it's this big advertising lawyer that people see signs and they're like, oh, I'm going to go with someone
and billboard firm.
Yeah. That's so big that they don't even work with they just work with paralegals and they don't get to
or
they
certain never billboard firms actually don't even try certain, they don't even sign up the case.
No. Some do, some don't. And so I think it's super important to know the relationships behind that.
Well, we'll talk about, you know, so the lawyers working together in a network, but also the medical, you know, these lawyers need reports and all those things.
I think we stand out in a factor of, like, if you go to a PT doctor, they don't have a doctor like Dr. Weinerman or our other doctors on staff that actually see the patient to refer them to an MRI like your friend. And they won't start therapy until they are allowed to, until they're cleared by the other doctors. Because I think that's super important to know, that if you're just like sent by your insurance doctor to PT, they could get more hurt. Where with us, they come and they won't start until after their surgery. They'll come back for another consultation, things like that.
Talk about the psychologist. We're talking about emotional issues here.
Huge asset. I mean, she's helped. We're super busy because of her, honestly, because especially in workers' comp cases, I think it's a super important factor in the case.
So I have some, and speaking of going back to the NFL clients that you might have, concussions are really serious. I get a lot of clients. Yeah. I have some cases with like teenagers that had a couple. I have one with a teenager, had a couple of concussions. And after the accident, it was like the third concussion, there are suicide attempts. And these are really tricky. Jeez. And you need to have a doctor, like the right doctor, watching these things. And you know, the insurance company is going to say, oh, well, this person was, you know, had concussions before. But if this accident is the trigger to all of this bad stuff following, I mean, this comes up a lot in these kind of cases.
Well, talk about communications with the medical professionals and also transportation for the injured worker.
Yeah, so we're located in Center City, so we provide transportation for all of our appointments and the specialty appointments, Uber, SEPTA. We also validate parking. And then communication, I'm the main contact of the practice, so I give out my cell phone. I think all of you have my cell phone.
We sure do.
If they never need anything, they can call me.
We only have a couple minutes left, and certainly, you know, this is about the clients, and this is about... You'd be hard-pressed to find a doctor if you were injured on the job to go to your family doctor. I got hurt just getting a step out of bed. I'm a young guy.
You are. I'm shocked
to hear that, John.
Well, I'll explain to you. You know, when you're young like me, you can't get in, you know, bars or anything like that. I need four forms of
They won't
ID.
Let you in to the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that movie, Knocked Up? Yes. Where her and the sister try to get to the front of the line, and so he's good. Like, you're pregnant, you're old, exactly. I'm sorry. That's Joe at the front of the line.
Hold on. Do I look pregnant?
I'm kidding.
This is getting out of control.
You don't look old. I can tell you that.
My point to you is, when I got to the emergency room, the first thing they asked me was I injured on the job?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? I can't stay? Yeah. Call my family doctor? He's like, you weren't injured on the job. I mean, you can't go. If you didn't know a turn, you know, if you didn't go to an attorney, like that guy, his union rep had to call me so I could introduce him because he didn't want to go to an attorney because his family doctor wouldn't deal with it.
But that's the issue. So going back to that, I would tell you that most of the clients that I speak with will usually tell me, oh, I tried to go to my primary care doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
turn me away.
She said no, or he said no, because it's a work injury.
Yeah.
So and now they have nowhere to turn to, and they don't want to deal with it.
Right? Well, and again, he also works on the contingency fee agreement, Joe.
I never heard of it.
It's important for the listeners to know in this last minute that we only get paid if we get you money, if we make a recovery for you. So don't hesitate talking to any of us.
Right, we do not charge you by the hour for your consult.
And a point well taken. Let's go around the horn. Contact information for everybody. Email addresses.
Sure. Just you can give me a call, Andrea Sasso at Stampone Law, 215-663-0400 or stamponelaw.com.
PAWorkInjury.com or... HAHS@PAWorkInjury.com, 215-587-8400.
Thank you so much, Amit. You were fabulous.
Yeah,
everybody,
I appreciate you. Listen, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm sorry, I was a little late.
Oh, no, you were great. You brought the party.
Yeah.
For some bottle?
Everybody check out stamponelaw.com. My email is kbottle@stamponelaw.com.
Alexis Crandall, if you will.
Yeah, you can contact me directly, 484-356-6666.
Wineman, Payton, Wellness. All right, listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Andrea and Kristen Show here on WWDB Talk 860. I want to thank Wineman, Payton, Wellness, our sponsor. And, of course, Amit Shah of Martin Law. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
And happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Shout out to Eric and Tyler in the producer's room. On behalf of everybody on the panel, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
I can't believe you almost didn't talk about the contingency fee agreement.